have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am so grateful. Every time I hear that song, amen, it just blesses my soul. And I thank you, Jesus, that we were indeed created to worship you. Hallelujah. Listen, people, did you know that? People of God, the word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist. Hallelujah. And were created. We were created to worship. Amen. We were created to lift up our hands. Amen. And to give him a Shabbat. So that is what we do. Amen. We bless his name. He is Elohim. He is El Elyon. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Sitkanu. Jehovah Makedesh. My God, today he created us for worship. And that is what we do. Hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle P.D. Westbrook or Apostle Dawn, amen, of Healing Mountains Ministries International. And that's what we do here on Elations Radio. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, there's so much going on. Oh, my God, today there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms, and you and I have been given the authority to speak and say something. Amen. To Shabbat our awesome God and encourage our listening audience on today. Because today, when you open your eyes, today when you took your first breath, my God, today when you step outside of your bed, this is the day that the Lord has created, that he has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So today on Shabbat Saturday, oh my God, today we are so excited. We have a special guest, anointed to finish, prophetess Tanya Fireproven Nelson of the Ecclesia Outreach Center and TFN Global Incorporated. Amen. We are so honored to have her join us here on Shabbat Saturday. Woman of God, how are you? Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm wonderful. How is everything going on your end, woman of God?
I am blessed, amen, and I am very excited about what the Spirit of the Lord is going to do in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are here today, woman of God. I know you're going to inspire. You're going to move us in the realm of the glory. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, pull on the anointing. Pull on the anointing. Have an expectation to hear a Kairos word from the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know that the Spirit of God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could possibly imagine. And so I have a very high expectation today. I know that you are a vessel, amen, of obedience, glory to God, unapologetically. And woman of God, again, thank you so much for being here with us today, for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. Please go forth and share with our Elation family and listening audience what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart for his people today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle PD. I do appreciate such a warm and welcoming salutation. Definitely the Lord has been speaking, and the Lord is definitely honoring his word and what he says that lines up to the word of God. And we know, amen, glory to God, that we are in a time and a dispensation where there's unrest all over the globe. And we know that there have been, amen, casualties, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, as a result of our global pandemic. And it has, amen, taken our faith in a direction where it has been under fire. Amen. Glory to God. We have had a series at Ecclesia, amen, call faith under fire. And I can tell, amen, glory to God, by the responses of the people, that some people did not believe, amen, that this was a season that our faith was going to be under fire, and some people fully understood and fully were aware that this also was a season, amen, glory to God, that God definitely began to separate the wheat from the tare. Amen, glory to God. So definitely we are, hallelujah, in a place where evangelism, such as this, hallelujah, such as this platform and many other ways of telecommunication and broadcasting, that we have no choice other than to be a part of this type of communication. Why? I'm glad you asked that. It's because there's now a fear, amen, of being around one another. Amen, glory to God. When the Bible tells us, amen, glory to God, that their strength lies among those who are sanctified. Amen, glory to God. So, amen, if we are, amen, hallelujah, among those that are sanctified, amen, praise God, amen, glory to God, and if we continue, amen, to be among those that are sanctified, then our strength, amen, glory to God, comes from those that we're connected to. But if no one wants to touch one another, if no one wants to be around one another, if no one wants to fellowship with one another, amen, then we find ourselves, amen, glory to God, in the place that we're in now where the enemy has definitely weakened the faith of the believer. So definitely on this afternoon, amen, we're going to talk about a couple of things, as well as we're going to, amen, give you, amen, an encouraging word, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, for those that will receive it, amen. And so I do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this afternoon. I thank and I praise God, amen, glory to God, for my husband, Apostle Woodruff, Apostle Walter Woodruff, who is the overseer, and, amen, our pastor, amen, of Ecclesia Outreach Center in Atlanta, Georgia, where the word of God is preached and his power is manifested. I am Pastor LaTanya Nelson Woodruff, amen, glory to God, pastor of that great ministry, as well as CEO and founder of TFN Global, amen, glory to God, where, amen, where we are taking dominion globally. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And I also own, amen, Eye Drama Cosmetics, amen, and Lip Drama, amen, glory to God, as well as Eye Drama Mink Lashes. Amen. So those are just a few things that I need to go ahead and get out of the way. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it is customary that we do have our preliminaries in place. Amen. So I do not want to prolong there, because I definitely want to get into the word of God on this afternoon. Thank God for all of the members of Ecclesia, covenant partners, well-wishers, friends, and family that have joined us this afternoon on this awesome broadcast. Thank God again for this woman of God, amen, glory to God, who heard the Lord say to bring me on. And we bless God for her obedience. We bless God for her due diligence. I don't think people know that when you have a ministry like this, amen, glory to God, it entails producers, and it entails, amen, glory to God, having to be, amen, frontline soldier, having to be available when you could very well be a person that's recluse, amen, glory to God, but you have to present yourself a certain kind of way, amen, glory to God. So I thank God for her, amen, glory to God, moving herself out of the way to fulfill, amen, the will of God and fulfill this platform of ministry and purpose that God has given her to do. Amen. I want us to go first and foremost to the book of Malachi. It is a familiar passage to us. Malachi 3, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And I am going to read mine for the new NIV. Amen. So yours may sound a little different than me, but it is still the same word of God. I'm going to come from the book of Malachi 3. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And I want to start with verse 6, amen. And we know this, amen, passage because we always talking about this as it pertains to the tithe and bringing your tithe into the storehouse in reference to Matthew 3 and 10. Amen, glory to God. But I think we need to go back up to verse 6 so that we can understand why it is important that we follow the instructions that God has given us in Malachi 3 and 10. So Malachi 3 and 6 says, glory to God, first of all, we want to understand that, hallelujah, this is a covenant relationship that we're in, God and us. Amen. This is a covenant relationship. In other words, amen, glory to God. He's not going to break his part, and he's hoping that we don't fall off on our part. Amen, glory to God. So the first thing we want to understand is, glory to God, amen, that when you don't tithe, amen, hallelujah, when you don't give your 10%, and I'm not going to deal with the piece so much as the financial piece, but I'm going to deal with the 10% of your time throughout the day. The Bible says this, amen, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees, and you've not kept them. And he says, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Then they ask, but you ask, how we return? Amen. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, will a mere mortal rob God, yet you rob me? And I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Glory to God. Because he's basically encouraging you not to steal his tithe. I'm already talking to somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Because your whole schedule is full of things. Amen. Glory to God that you do throughout the day. Amen. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you do your hair, you do your hygiene. Amen. Glory. Then you begin to fix lunch, fix breakfast. Amen. Glory to God. And you get all the way to 5:30, 6 o'clock, and now it's time to pick the children up from school because now they have soccer practice and someone has violin practice. Amen. Glory to God. And this happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Day after day, week after week, amen, glory to God, yet you've not given God his 10%. Amen, glory to God. His 10%, amen, is your time. Amen. So God says, amen, will a mere mortal rob God? The question, he's asking that question. Amen, glory to God. And the answer is yes. Amen, because we have so much that we have on our schedules, and we have so many things that we're doing and that we do other than tithing unto the Lord. Amen, glory to God. So he said, yet you rob me, amen, hallelujah. And then it says, and then after you rob me in your time, you rob me with your money, because it says in the tithes and in the offerings. You say, Pastor Tanya, but in this pandemic, hallelujah, I have not had a dime. I lost my job, and I've been in a financial, and I've been in financial ruin, yet you've watched Real Housewives of Atlanta, yet you've been everywhere. You've traveled to Puerto Rico and New Mexico. Amen. You have not given God his time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going somewhere. Amen. So the Bible says, this right here says you're under a curse, the whole nation. I'm going to stop right there again. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I don't want you to feel by yourself. I don't want you to think that Pastor Tanya is picking on you. Amen. I'm just telling you, amen, that the whole nation, because we took God out of our time, this is the reason why we can't come to church. This is the reason why we spend more time talking about COVID than we do healing. We spend more time talking about lack than we do prosperity, because we remove God out of our time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I came, amen, this afternoon, hallelujah, to appeal to a people. In the words of Morris Day, glory to God, when he said, what time is it? I need you to ask your neighbor, hallelujah, text them and tweet them, whoever's on this broadcast, and ask them, what time is it? What time is it? What time is it? Amen. Glory to God. Get an answer from them. What time is it? Amen. And the answer is, it's time to return. Glory to God. It's time to return with our tithe. It's time to return with our tithe. You say, Pastor Tanya, how can I do that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The first thing you need to do, hallelujah, is repent. Glory to God. Say, God, I allowed the news to take my time. I allowed a man to take my time. I allowed a woman to take my time. My job took my time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Everything that I was doing, hallelujah, glory to God, it distracted me, and my tithe went with them. Mm-hmm. Glory glory to God. I'm going somewhere, amen. Glory to God. Amen. And this has happened, amen, as a nation. Amen. Glory to God. This has happened as a nation. That's why you have so many different doctrines. You have so many different doctors. You have so, my God, you have so many prophets. You have so many apostles because everybody has time, but nobody want to give God their time. I don't understand preachers and pastors who can tell you what thus saith the Lord about everybody else, but they cannot look at man in the mirror. They can't tell you the time that they spent with the Lord. They can't tell you about that tenth, amen, glory to God, because that tenth, hallelujah, is going to another God. The Bible says, amen, thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's the whole nation that have, amen, robbed God, amen, glory to God. But there are people, I came, oh God, this afternoon, amen, glory to God, to tell you that once you repent, glory to God, once you return to God with your time, once you return, glory to God, to God with, once you return, my God, to God, hallelujah, with the adoration and a true worship, hallelujah. I got one word for you, and that's called heavy. I can't get no help right there. Heavy, amen, glory to God. Once you return, once you, my God, once you repent, hallelujah, there's a word that's coming to your house, and that's called heavy. Who am I talking to on this afternoon? It's called heavy, hallelujah. You know the cream that you like in your coffee, heavy, glory to God. You know the boxes that you cannot lift, heavy, glory to God. You know when the Bible drops down here, and it says open up a windows of heaven, and see what I bore you out of blessing, that you won't have room enough to receive. Talking about heavy, once you return, once you return, tell somebody heavy, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so Malachi, amen, glory to God, lets us see what happens when we return with our tithe. My God, today, it's more than money. Glory be to God. But it starts in your heart. It's more, my God, than your vehicle. But it starts on the bus. It's more, hallelujah, than you saying, yes, Lord. It starts with a no. It's more, amen, when you return, it turns into heavy. Tell somebody heavy, 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 glory to God. I got another scripture for you, glory to God. I got another, because y'all don't believe me, in Malachi 3, hallelujah, Malachi 3. Amen, I got 2 Corinthians, amen, glory to God, 8 and 14. 2 Corinthians 8 and 14 says, at this present time, oh, I can't get nobody to run and shout. I can't get nobody to scream and yell right there, because the Bible says that at this present time, meaning as soon as you do it, the Bible says your abundance. Pastor Tanya, you're not talking to me because I don't have a job. You're not talking to me because I've heard this before, and I've yet to see. Well, I got a question for you. Did you return to God with your time? Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Did you return to God with your time? Because you can give a lot of lip. The Bible says, hallelujah, that your mouth say one thing, but your heart is in another direction. Did you return to God with your time? You have to consecrate yourself. You have to, amen, glory to God. You have to set days, amen, glory to God. Set times, hallelujah, when you turn the phone off and turn the TV off and cut the phone and cut the iPad off and give God his tenth. Okay, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians says, 8 and 14, time, your abundance being a supply for need, so that the abundance also may become a supply for your need. I'm going to read that again. We're talking about 2 Corinthians now. This is what happens here by Yeah, yes, God, when you return, glory to God. At the present time, hallelujah, at the present time, your abundance being a supply for their need, oh my God, hallelujah, that their need, so their need, watch this right here, glory to God, hallelujah, at this present time, your abundance being a supply, I can't, nobody want to shout. The Bible already said, glory to God, that once you return in Malachi, ain't nobody talking. At this present time, your abundance being a supply, you're going to be so blessed. You're going to be, my God, a hub for somebody else. You're going to be a food bank, nobody's talking, for somebody else. You're going to be, my God, vehicle transportation for somebody else. At the present time, your abundance being a supply for their need, so that their abundance, see, this high, no, glory to God, this is a nation thing. This ain't just no I, Pastor PD, Apostle PD. This ain't just no singular. The Bible says that the nation, glory to God, is under a curse. But if we all return, then we all get the manifestation of an abundant life. The Bible says at the present time, your abundance being a supply for their need, so that their abundance also becomes a supply for your need. Oh, okay. I can't get nobody. Second Corinthians. Yes, God. Second Corinthians 8:14. Bless my socks off with his shoes on. Because guess what? Why everybody trying to do it on their own? Why everybody trying to be the greatest and the latest? God is requiring us to do it together. That's the reason why he said in Malachi, hallelujah, that the nation was cursed. He's trying to get you to return so that the nation can be back blessed. We won't have to worry about COVID. We don't have to worry about Mew. We don't have to worry about Ebola. We don't have to worry. My God, I can't get nobody. We don't have to keep worrying about these plagues if we return with our sight. Okay. Okay, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible says that their abundance also may become a supply for your need, and that there may be equality. Glory to God, hallelujah. I got another one, glory to God. Psalm 66, this is my favorite scripture right here, Apostle PD. Psalm 66:12. I can't hear nobody screaming. I don't see nobody. Glory to God. I can see in the spirit, amen. If you catch up what God is saying to his people, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 66:12, you made men right over our heads. We went through the fire, glory to God, and through the water. Yet you brought us into a place of abundance. Into a place, oh, Koshai, into a place of abundance. Hallelujah. When there is a harvest, people of God, when there is still and ever famine, there's also a harvest. I can't get nobody. In this season, in this hour, glory to God, when you return with your time to God, you're going to lack for nothing. You're going to be, my God, a living witness that I once was broke, but now I'm blessed. I went from being begging to my God lending. Hallelujah. I went from being below, my God, to above. Glory to God. I went from being nothing, hallelujah, into something. Testimony, amen. Glory to God. Heavy, 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 heavy. Glory to God. By definition, amen. Praise God. The word heavy, amen. Glory to God. Says a great weight, of great wealth. Glory to God. Difficult to lift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Having great destiny. Thick, my God, this one blessed me with substance. Hallelujah. Your testimony, glory to God. They're going to say, my God, how did she come out of the project? Glory to God. How did he come out of prison? My God. Hallelujah. And the testimony will be heavy. I can't get nobody. The testimony will be, hallelujah, that even though, hallelujah, that all things, my God, work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Heavy. And we know, hallelujah, that all things, my God, heavy, 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 heavy. My God, tell somebody it's heavy. It's going to be heavy. As soon as I give God my 10% out of my mind, out of my heart, out of my spirit, in my relationship, glory to God, it bothers me, Apostle. Hallelujah. We get into relationships. Then all of a sudden, God gets removed. Baby, that's not a relationship from God. We get into all of these different organizations, and then God gets removed. Baby, that's not an organization of God. But this time when you return, oh, my God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This time when you return, tell somebody heavy. Heavy, glory to God. Heavy, my God. Heavy, Koshaya. Yes, God. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Hallelujah. Meaning bountiful and abundance. Meaning plenty and abundance. Meaning, my God, prosperity is your portion. Meaning wealth and riches. Glory to God. Don't just be with the money. Be with the wealth and the riches. Oh, my God. There's a scripture in the Bible. God, that's coming into my life is going to be heavy. Heavy.
Glory.
You will lack nothing. You will lack nothing. You will lack nothing. Once you return in your mind, return in your ways, because some of our ways, glory to God, are nasty. Some of our ways, amen, glory to God, are selfish and self-absorbed. And God wants you to return your type. Return to him. So as we transition in this new year, because the saints started to celebrate according to the Jewish calendar, that our celebration of our new year starts now. I dare you to return. I dare you, amen, glory to God, to repent. I dare you to come to the altar with weeping and lamenting and pouring out all of the filth, hallelujah, that you have allowed in your spiritual systems that called you to remove your 10% to God. I promise you, glory to God, before you file your taxes, you'll start testifying heavy. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord, heavy. Heavy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know that we have some callers with us, but I'm so grateful for this particular Kairos word. It is a Kairos word that has been released. Certainly, woman of God, we can both attest to and agree that there is so much unrest and casualties in our nation right now, and that our faith is certainly under fire. My God, today, you're witnessing that there is indeed a separation of the wheat and tare. How, my God, today, this is a heavy word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I never, ever thought of Malachi 3:6 in this particular view, but I can understand that the tithing does not just pertain to our resources, our currency per se, but God is indeed asking us, hallelujah, he wants us to return. My God, today, this whole matter of us having our own agendas, and I see this so often in so many ministries, they're losing sight of the purpose from which they were called, my God, today. And because of that, I believe that is why this nation is under a curse, as you said, the whole nation, because we have removed God out of our time, and it is indeed time. Oh, my God, today, the wailing women have been crying for repentance, revival repentance in this nation, woman of God. It's time to return to our first love, our first works. Amen. Wow. And my oboe shot. My God, today, hallelujah. It's not about, you know, the money and the platform and the branding. And I just hear all of that, and I just, it just grieves my spirit. How we're losing sight of the purpose of the kingdom of God. But certainly, and it is a truth, and I can bear witness in my heart and in my spirit, this will occur when we return, amen, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We will see the abundance, amen. We will see plenty, hallelujah, as it pertains to our supply, that we can then supply the needs of others according to Scripture, amen, if this nation will return. Oh, my God, today, hallelujah, the Scripture says, well, turn. Jesus, my God, today, it is heavy. It will be a weight. The weight of his glory will be heavy. Hallelujah. It will be It will be heavy. Testimonies will be heavy. All things will work together for the good. But he wants all of our mind, our heart, our ways, as you said, the selfishness and the self-absorbance that people have in ministry. We need to surrender. I know that, you know, people say, I've given myself to him, but it really is a surrendering.
Oh, yes.
It's a surrendering that he's calling for, hallelujah, in these last times that we are living in. This is not a day, hallelujah, that is of any exception, but I believe that there's a theme that's being said across many platforms, and that is, people of God, you need to give him all of you. I know the woman of God said 10%, but you know what? It all belongs to him anyway. All
Amen.
Of our lives belong to him. The very breath that we have is his in the name of Jesus. But people have become so insensitive, woman of God. I thank
oh,
you
yeah.
so much for coming today and just sharing with us. Hallelujah. People of God, I pray that you hear and obey what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in the name of Jesus. There is no doubt in my mind that God has released word, how my God, today, in season, in your hearing. And he wants to do a new thing. And the new thing is that he wants you to let go of the old, embrace this new, hallelujah, the new wine that he wants to give to the body, amen, to his people, amen, that we don't become so indoctrinated in sometimes we make our own fundamental truth doctrine.
Mm.
And lose sight of the word from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? Because there's so much of our own personalities, the personality of men, the platform of men, that we've made doctrine. And unfortunately, so many are being led astray. And there is indeed this separation occurring in the body of Christ of the wheat and the tear. But this new thing that's being released, God is creating a path in the midst of this chaos. And I believe because of this word that has been released today in our hearing, amen, it is a instruction, people of God. Hallelujah. He wants us to experience this shift, amen, this shift into this new mindset, oh, my God, today, this new paradigm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, I am so blessed to have you here on today. I thank you so much for coming to be with us. Amen. We're looking for a real, true revival. Amen. True repentance
Amen.
That will shake the nations and the countries. Amen. Because change is here, people of God. Hallelujah. It's about you not just rending your substance, but rending your hearts to him.
Oh, yeah.
Today. Surrendering your hearts, all of you, to him in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. So listen, people of God, he is Lord God. He is sovereign. He is going to do a new thing in this season. As we have received this instruction from the Holy Spirit, we are at our place of victory. If we will adhere to the word that has been heard in this hour, I believe that you can walk in victory. Amen. If you walk in obedience, you can walk in victory in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour in the ears of the hearing, my God, today. The sign of his coming in this land, it is time, people of God. It is time.
Thank you, Lord.
It is time for you to turn around and return to your first love, to your first work, to the old landmark in the name of Jesus. And you know, woman of God, we would be remiss without doing the most important thing right now. If you would so please, hallelujah, for those who are listening and for those who will listen on the rebroadcast, would you pray, hallelujah, and those who do not know Jesus, Yeshua, repeat this sinner's prayer with the woman of God. Amen.
Amen. I wanted to share something before we went into the sinner's prayer, because as you were ministering, woman of God, I definitely can follow where the Holy Spirit is leading us, even out of what you just said. And the Bible tells us in Joel 2:13, it says, when you rend your heart and not your garment, hallelujah, and then the Bible says, and return to the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because a lot of us, amen, praise God, think because we show up to church or because we're on this broadcast, that means that we're giving God our time. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is your reasonable service of fellowship. Amen. But there is an intimate place that God is calling his time, which is your type. Hallelujah, glory to God. You have a lot of people, amen, woman of God, who, amen, glory to God, that show up to church on Sundays, but they really don't like people. God wants your tithe because you've given your tithe to another. for God, and that's called unforgiveness. Okay, I can't get nobody. Amen. God calling his people, hallelujah, amen, to turn. Amen. Glory to God. We talk about turn from your wicked way and God will heal the land, true. But the first person that's going to need to turn is you, is me.
That's right.
We cannot look for everybody. This is a national call, global call. We're seeing it all over the globe. We're seeing, amen, people that used to proclaim the gospel now telling people that there is no God. They didn't have anybody to tell them that your heart is sick. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. That your heart is sick. And anybody you come in contact with before COVID hit, they're going to catch what you got. Okay, I can't get no help right there, man. Glory to God.
Amen.
There was a CI. There was other diseases, woman of God, that was in the earth realm before COVID-19 came about. You say, Pastor Tanya, what do you mean? There was a disease of hate. Okay, there was a disease of envy. There was a disease of jealousy. There was, my God, there was a disease of division. And if you're already sick with the, well, glory to God, if you're already sick with that, then you have no covering from COVID. But if you render your heart unto the Lord, you will understand that it's not about me being justified, but I got his blood as my protection. Who am I talking to? Amen. Oh, my God. I got his blood as my protection. That's the reason why he told the children of Israel, when I see the blood, he was not looking for your preacher title. He was not looking for the bishop. He was not looking for, my God, the apostle. He was looking for those that believed in their heart that the blood was going to cover.
Yes.
That the blood was going to cover. That the blood was going to cover. So when we return, that's when God does Isaiah 43:19, when he says, I'm doing a new thing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And here is here's a perspective part, because he asks you a question. He says, do you not see it? Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some translation says, do you not perceive it? Hallelujah. Because if you're still looking, my God, if you're still looking out of the eyes that's sick, then you cannot see an abundance. Okay. This is the reason why, hallelujah, we have to return. Amen. Glory to God. This is the reason why that when you return, hallelujah, glory to God, you'll experience the heavy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will experience Yes, Lord Jesus. We can, bring them to the altar, and we can ask them, amen, do they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? But this is a heart thing, baby. This is something that's got to come out of your heart. This is something that got to come from the depths of your soul, that you say, enough is enough. I'm tired of not living the abundant life. I'm tired of just hearing about I can be blessed and I can have all of these different things that God and the prophets have spoken through, and his prophets have spoken. I can't see it. I don't know where to begin. Begin with returning your tithe, which was in your heart. Because the tithe is with daddy. Because he didn't raise you. Oh, I can't get nobody. The tithe is with mama because she closed shy. Hallelujah, because she left you and you had to be adopted. The tithe, hallelujah, is still with Bob who molested you. The 10%, glory to God, is still with the divorce. But God wants you to return. He wants you to give that 10% to him. That's where we are. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory to God. You made me have to return today with tears. Who am I talking to? Because you've been bad, so you've been carrying this too long, and you're robbing God. That's why he said in Malachi, who will rob me? You should raise your hand and say, me. Oh, my God. Me.
I've been robbing you, God, because I've been doing everything. I thought I was being busy in God, but I still was missing you. I thought I was doing the work of the Lord, but I still miss you with my time. I'm robbing you, God. I'm robbing you. We got to return to Abansa. We got to understand that the tenth is all God asks for. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, is your reasonable service. All he wants is 10%. Some of y'all don't, we're going to go here, Apostle PD, because we tithe and we sow seed to other people that's not even covering the 90%. Okay.
Amen.
So hallelujah. How you going to sow a seed into another level or another ministry that don't cover the 90%? Okay. But that's what we do. And then we get mad at the prophet because it didn't come to fruition. But baby, that's not what God told you to do with your 10%. That's what, because see, you mad at the last pastor. And so now everybody has to suffer for his 10%. Okay, I can't get no help right there. Everybody got to suffer for that. Everybody got to suffer for that. When your 10% was just prayer unto the Lord for him to return, I can't get no help right there. Because we always want to talk about the church, Apostle, but this is kingdom talk here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a different level of conversation when you start talking about the kingdom. That's the reason why Malachi said that the whole nation, because he needs you to know that what you do affects me in Atlanta. What I do affects you in New Jersey. What Sister Bell Pepper do in Birmingham affects Sister Onion in Tallahassee. Many members, one body. I'm tired of this.
Amen.
I'm over here, you over there. Other religions, they got it together. Let me give you an example. If we're going to blow up a plane, 16 of us going to do it, talking to me. You don't like that kind of talk. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, it's wrong. Yes, it's, but they have a unity. They have an equality there. Then if we all going to die, we all going to die for the same thing. Okay. But we can't get that here. We're not able to do that in the body of Josiah. We're not able to do that in the body of Christ because we don't understand that we are a nation under God. Because we got other gods. We got doctrine gods. Hallelujah. We got organization gods. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got clique gods. We got our favorite preacher gods, our favorite apostle, our favorite prophet gods. We've made all these gods, and we've given them our 10%, and you wonder why you have not seen the heavy. Okay. You wonder why. Because your first works, your first ministry is unto God. When the last time you turned your plate down? When the last time you fasted? When the last time you prayed for somebody else? When the last time, amen, praise God, says you asked God to give you that brand new car, you picked somebody up and took them to the store without them having to ask you? When the last time, amen, praise God, that when you got that $20,000, ain't nobody talking to me because y'all don't want to deal with this right here. That $20,000, amen, glory to God, PPP loan. Did you ask of your neighbor, did you pay your rent this month? How's everything going for you and with your husband, Bob? No, we didn't do that because we think the tithe is ours. The tithe is your time. And when you spend time, that time with the Lord will tell you where to place your money. He'll tell you what to do with the tenth that you owe him. So when we return, we will experience the heavy. So my prayer, and I'm on the Oshaya, yes, Lord Jesus. My prayer, hallelujah. Father, first and foremost, hallelujah, we stand as the United Fabando Koshaya English. We can't, Sokomaya. Yes, God. We stand as a united front, first and foremost, asking you to forgive us. Hey, glory to God. Forgive us, Father, for robbing you. Oh, my God. We've robbed you in our time. We've robbed you in our conversation. Yes, Lord Jesus. We've robbed you in our conversation. We've robbed you in our goings and our comings. We've robbed you in our emotions, that we're calling things you when it's us being driven by our own youthful lust. We've robbed you, God. Hey, glory to God. With being so busy, quote, unquote, doing your work, yet we never spend time personally with you. We've robbed you, God, making our families and making our children, God, that we can no longer, amen, worship you because we worship in our children. We have robbed you, God, and we ask you, hallelujah. We ask you to forgive us all, God. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have fallen short of giving you our time, God. Because the world is presenting to us that we got to get PhDs and all of these other things just to be able to make it. And we've robbed you of your declaration that said that you never see the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. Forgive us, Father, hallelujah, for having anxiety when you've called us to a place of peace and rest in you. Forgive us, Father, hallelujah, for moving too fast when you told us that the race was not given to the swift but to the strong. Forgive us, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, for making your house of prayer, glory to God, a den of thieves. Forgive us, God, for being a respected person and making idols in the earth realm when you are high and lifted up. Forgive us, God. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Forgive us, Father. We all at the altar. Forgive us, oh God. Yes, God. For using addictions and other self-medicating behaviors. Glory to God. Drinking and smoking and popping pills. Yes, God. To help deal with things that you said to give unto you. Put the heavy load and the burden bearers here. Forgive us. My God, hallelujah, for taking, glory to God, your money, my God, and funding our own lust and funding the Oshaya and giving it and squandering in casinos and gambling. Glory to God, forgive us, God, Father, forgive us, Father, hallelujah, for being lying wonders, for being lying wonders and blaspheming your name. Forgive us, God, and have mercy, glory to God, on us as a nation, Father. We've robbed you, hey. We've robbed you, God. My God, we have robbed you, God. Hallelujah. But we put our guns back in our holsters and we throw our hands up and we surrender to you today. We surrender. We have your way in our lives, God, and throw your weight around and take out this stony heart and give us the heart of flesh, God, and take out that stinking thinking and control our mouths. Glory to God, that blessings and curses cannot come out of it. Forgive us, Father God, for unlawful and godly conversations. It's not what goes into the man that defiles it, but what comes out of our mouths, God. Forgive us, God, for being double-minded and unstable in all of our ways. Forgive us, Father, hallelujah, for not coming to the house of prayer. Glory to God, for making up lies and excuses. Yet we show up to our job every day. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, soul. Yes, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God.
Forgive us, God, for faking it till we make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But our hearts were already gone. If I see, forgive me, Osiah. Yes, God. Forgive us, God, for using man's system as a remedy of healing. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. For being our man's tire, lost in our minds and in sinful conditions. Hallelujah. That we never asked for help because we masqueraded. Glory to God. With titles. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive me. Yes, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for losing our posture. For moving out of position because the going gets tough. The tough get going. Forgive us, God. For exalt, my God. Exaggerating grace. Glory to God. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Forgive us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For being, glory to God. My God, church hoppers and in about fire and all having the spirit of Buckabus and Buckabus paralyzing the saints because our hearts are sick. Forgive us, Father. Glory to God. For how we blaspheme each other's name and how we slander each other. And how we misrepresent the kingdom and in Avancia, how we use our platform to bring reproach to your name, God. Forgive us as a nation today, God. Forgive me, I'm so cold, my God. Forgive us for believing in horoscopes and black magic and candles. Hallelujah. And sage, my God. We have found you, God, and we ask that you will forgive us, Father God. And restore to us, restore, glory to God, virtue, restore the peace, restore the personal relationship. Allow us to be able to give our 10% to you so that we can heal as a nation. Forgive us, Father. We beg your mercy. Hallelujah. We beg your mercy. Glory to God. We beg your mercy for Louisiana with all of the witchcraft and sorcery and all of the idol worship. Forgive. We come, God, begging for forgiveness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For Louisiana. For New York. Glory to God. In New Jersey. That if your fire, forgive all government. And they are government officials that choose money, glory to God, over life. I'm asking, glory to God, I'm begging and pleading on the behalf, hallelujah, glory to God, of your people, that you will forgive us as a nation. Father God, I ask, hallelujah, and we all come to the altar repenting. We all have sinned, every last one of us, glory to them. Glory to God. We all have sinned. We all have come short. So we all at the altar. And we had the Beyonce. We proclaim our posture back. We proclaim our position back. That we won't be the church, hallelujah, that's in the walls just only. But we'll be the church that set a nation on fire. Hallelujah. We'll be a church that every time we open our mouth and our confession will be the gates of hell. Should not prevail. Hey, glory to God, should not prevail against us. Forgive us, God. Hallelujah. We understand that the wages of sin is death. We definitely don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Forgive those, hallelujah, that we know we were supposed to, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you were assigned to our lives, yet they mishandled us, yet they used us, hallelujah, glory to God. We ask that you would forgive them, God, and give us an opportunity, glory to God, to restore, hallelujah, to them peace in the name of Jesus. I decree it, and I declare that it is so. And I thank you, Father, for letting everybody see up, for letting us wash ourselves here at the altar, letting us, oh God, as we approach the tabernacle, glory to God, that we didn't get to, amen, come into your place filthy and nasty without asking you to wash us and make us whole. Take out everything that's not like you, God. Gut us out like a fish and put us back on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. We decree that our 10% belongs to you. We decree that our tithe is now rendered unto you.
Hallelujah. If we got to volunteer at the prison, we're going to give it. If we got to volunteer at the homeless shelter, we're going to give it. If we got to volunteer at the church, if we got to pass out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, our tithe is to you. We thank you for accepting our prayer. And we love you and we appreciate you for your unwavering love and patience. It's your son, Jesus Christ. We pray it and we count it done. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
Be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We have been crucified with Christ. Amen. It's no longer that we live now, people, but Christ who lives in us. If you've made that confession, amen. Hallelujah. This in this hour, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has set aside this space and this place for us to come and to turn and to return to him. Ah, my God, today, to purify our hearts, Father God, sanctify us. Let us become consecrated vessels unto you for your use. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Tanya, fire-proven Nelson, my God, today. Listen, people of God. Believe God now. Hallelujah. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be. Hallelujah. Fulfill, hallelujah, his purpose. I said his purpose and his kingdom destiny for your life. Everyone listen. Shabbat the Lord right now. I mean, there has been such an outpouring of the Spirit. It's such a great move of God in your life today, now. Hallelujah. Because we decree and declare his mighty acts are at work now on your behalf. Hallelujah. He is God Almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing, and everywhere at once. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Abba, Father.
Thank you.
Fill this broadcast with your glory as you have done and are doing. And even when we leave this line, hallelujah, for those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power, your presence, and your peace. Touch the life and nature of God within them, Father God. Change. Change. Change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I want to thank you for working and hallelujah, for answering, for moving, and for demonstrating the power of the spoken word that has been released over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Tanya Fireproven Nelson, and thank you to our listening audience, amen, and to you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, hallelujah, and the Elation family, amen, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, amen, YouTube for this platform. We do not take it lightly in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and we thank you, God's people, hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you. Continue to enlarge your borders and your territories in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday, Pastor Tanya Fireproven Nelson, in the name of Jesus, my God, today. And I would ask, amen, if people wanted to contact you or to connect with the Outreach Center, would you kindly give us, amen, your website and your Facebook page information, and if there's a phone number, please release that to them now.
Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Glory.
Oh, my God. My God. Woo, breakthrough. Hey, glory to God. Breakthrough is here. Breakthrough is here. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can, yes, God. Whew, you can find us, hallelujah. Whew, Jesus.
Glory.
Hey. Don't do it, mamancia. Don't do it. Mamando koso soko manda. Woo. Ecclesia. OC.org is our website. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, yes, Lord. Somebody has read about see somebody on their knees. And they are returning now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ecclesia. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hey, glory to God. Ecclesia, ECKLESIAOC.org is the website. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are located in Riverdale, Georgia. Our services are at 2 p.m. Hallelujah. Every Sunday. Amen. 553 Highway 138 West. Amen. Glory to God. In Riverdale, Georgia at 2 p.m. Our ministry phone number, hallelujah, and it's not, amen, glory to God, a phone number where someone won't answer. The phone number goes directly, amen, glory to God, to our phones. So it hallelujah, 470-228-3388. Amen. Glory to God. If you are led, amen, to be a blessing, amen, to this ministry, you can do that there on our website, or you can, yes, God. Listen, there's somebody on this broadcast. Hallelujah. I apologize. Hallelujah. But you have received an unfavorable report of breast cancer. Yes, God. I hear the Holy Ghost saying this return. Glory to God. When you return back to the doctor, they're not going to find any lumps. Ecclesia, E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, .org. Amen. Glory to God. You also can submit prayer requests. Amen. Glory to God for those, amen, that would like to be added to our global prayer list. Amen. Glory to God. That information is there for you as well. Hallelujah. As well as, amen, we are available. Amen. Glory to God. If you need to reach out to me, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I am Tanya Fireproven Nelson on Facebook. God bless you. Amen. Prophet, apostle, prophetess. Amen. Kosha. It's in your hands, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know this is very unusual, and so I'm just going to obey the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our producer, amen, would you be so kind as to unmute the calls, and if there's anyone that would like to, amen, give a comment or ask for prayer, ask for prayer, amen, would you please unmute the callers, woman of God, and please go forth and speak, amen.
Awesome.
We do have a couple of minutes left.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. If you are
amen. Glory to God. Is there someone there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. While the water is troubled. Hallelujah. Don't lay on that bed and keep making those excuses. The water is troubled. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Be like the woman, amen, that pressed her way through the crowd. Don't be concerned about what people are going to say or what people are going to think or your stature. Hallelujah. To man, your soul is what's at stake. We want to pray for you. Me and the woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. If that's you, amen. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. We're ready. God is ready. Amen. The anointing, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost is here for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Mama.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's Jesus. Will there be a one? Say, Pastor Tanya. Amen. Glory to God. Apostle PD. I need to rededicate. I've been giving my 10% of the places. I've been distracted. Hey, glory to God. The water is troubled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, please God. Go ahead, all callers, if you would like to say something, just go right ahead. All the calls are now unmuted. Amen. The producer has unmuted the calls. Amen.
And can you hear me?
I think the noise that we're – yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
I'm here in the library in the hospital, and I saw a messenger where Pastor Nelson said, I'm on. And from last night, even before the man of God was speaking on the broadcast last night until now, I already knew what God was saying to me. I already know what he was speaking into my spirit, but this was an on-time word for me to get back into position to where God has called me to be. When I heard the woman of God say, when she was just talking about robbing God, God was speaking to my spirit already this morning, telling me what he requires of me, what he has put inside me, and how I have not been utilizing what God placed on the inside of me to do the things that God has for me to do. You know, sometimes you can get caught up just not doing what you're supposed to do. It's not that you're out doing other things, you know, drinking or smoking or fornicating or whatever, but you're just not doing what God told you to do. And when she started talking about the selfishness, God was already ministering to me about selfishness, because somewhere along the way, I have to admit, I got selfish. I got selfish with my time. I got selfish with who God created me to be and what God created me to do. I got so wrapped up in my own wounds and my own hurt that I withdrew myself from helping other people. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that God is saying, no more, now is the time. I sent you a message last night saying it's time for me to run.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just ask that you touch and agree with me and cover me in prayer as I rededicate myself and my life to what God called me to do from the beginning.
Amen.
You know, it's a shame to have so much fire shut up in my bones and just resist it. Just pretty much resist it and refuse to even open my mouth and speak what thus saith the Lord. Now that's sad.
Hallelujah. We really thank and praise God. Amen. For that humble, amen, glory to God, returning her heart. And what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, my Mancia, woman of God, access granted. Access, there are two businesses that are in your belly. And it seems that it's been a stagnation. It seems like things haven't been moving stealthily in that direction. Hey, glory to God, but I hear your heart, Mancia. Your heart has returned, and I hear the Lord saying, access granted. I hear distribution, distribution deals, glory to God, hallelujah, is your, hallelujah. I even hear vitamin supplements, glory to God, coming out of your belly, woman of God, hallelujah, glory to God. Your return today, glory to God, it unlocks the realm of heavy. Oh, my God. Hey, glory to God. Your return in your heart unlocked. I heard the Lord say vitamin supplements. I even heard, my God, waist trainers. I heard water bottles, workout gear. Glory to God. For in that took, oh, glory to God, woman of God. This is your realm of the heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yes.
When you, hey, glory to God. Apostle PD, go call it. Go ahead, woman of God. Go ahead.
Yes,
woman of God, I would just want you to know first and foremost, because your heart has turned, and that had to be the first choice that you made. You made a decision to turn your heart. So now that you've turned your heart to him, he's saying, will you trust me with it, my God, today?
Yes.
He said, will you trust me with your heart now in the name of Jesus? And your declaration, your decree to him is, Lord, I trust you with my heart, and I don't and will not lean anymore on my own understanding. In all my ways, Father God, I thank you that she will acknowledge you and you will direct her path. I thank you, Father God, that she will walk in the light of your word. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray the Holy Spirit, who is her counselor, who is her teacher, will educate her, train her up, develop her human spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that the word of God will not depart out of her mouth. I pray that she will meditate in your word day and night according to scripture. I pray, Lord God, that you will make her way prosperous, Lord God, and that you will give her not just success, but you will give her good success in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you are and will be the door, hallelujah, the door, hallelujah, because of your word. Your word, your word will become life to her, will direct her, will speak to her, will wake her up, will awaken her, her spirit, man, and the eyes of her understanding will be open and enlightened, and your word will be first and foremost in her heart, in her life, in her decisions, oh God, in everything that she puts her hands to, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ. And Lord God, I thank you that even right now, that you are renewing the spirit of her mind, that she's becoming spirit conscious, that she listens to the voice of your spirit, that she obeys what your spirit tells her, and that her spirit is controlled by the Holy Ghost. He has the preeminence. He has the dominance in her life, and she will not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Oh God,
I thank you that she examines her ways, oh God, in light of your word, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I pray. Amen. And woman of God, I hear the Spirit of God saying, it is well with your soul. Receive that in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Woman of God, I want you to get Joshua, hallelujah, 1 and 8. Thank you. Heban Sia, glory to God. Joshua, woman of God here, amen. Heban Sia, 1 and 8. Hallelujah. And I want you to meditate on that day and night, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Joshua, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Heban Sia, meditate on it. Woo, day and night. Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Return.
Hallelujah.
Oh, shall return. Glory to God. The heavy is here.
Hallelujah.
The heaven so the heavy is here. Glory to God. With their back, oh, shall. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God,
yes,
I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Would there be or anyone else on the line who would want us to pray or has a comment in the name of Jesus?
This
Hello,
is Sister
woman
Tammy.
Of God. Great woman of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. This is so awesome and so far. And I was created to worship. And I'm going to keep on pulling on my anointing. And I'm going to return to the great in the heavy. And I need prayer for repentance. Hallelujah. Ooh, I liked it this. Thank you, God. And at Malachi 3, we got to be obedient. We got to be obedient. When he say tithe, he say tithe. 10%? No, what if he would have said 90%?
My God.
If he would have said 90%, we'll all be caught up. What is 10% to give to God? Nothing. He deserve it all.
Amen.
And I just thank you for this word on tonight. Ooh, it's so
amen.
Awesome.
And woman of God, I love your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to know, amen, that there is room for you in the earth realm. Some of the things that you have gone through in your life and some of the things that you have experienced, there's a remnant in the outside. There's a remnant of people. Hallelujah, that glory to God that quote-unquote may not be the cutting edge. But God's going to use, hallelujah, you, glory to God, to bring a rebellious nation back to God. God, hallelujah, God's going to use you, hallelujah, glory to God, because, my God, to bring a rebellious, my God, the Bible says there's a generation that rose that knew not the Lord. God's going to use
my
you,
God.
Glory to God, hallelujah, to bring a rebellious generation. Hallelujah, Bekosha, because they're going to know,
yeah.
Hallelujah, watch this, glory to God, that there is a God, hallelujah, for how he has worked through your life. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, I receive it. I receive it.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I receive it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hey, hey.
Thank you, God. I receive it in the name of
watch
Jesus.
What God, see, I watch what
thank
God
you,
does.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
watch
you, God.
What God does for you in the month of June. I'm on the by soul. My God.
Yes, yes. God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like that woman of hereby see I glory to God, because guess what, woman of God? Everybody's not going to have, glory to God, be polished in their speech. That's where evangelism come in at, because we need to have forerunners. We need to have people that are relatable. We need to have people, amen, that came out the hood, that came out the streets, that
you
came off crack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That can say, glory to God, that Jesus saved. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You need to have people, hallelujah, like her. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that say, I'm doing it because I don't have a choice. I'm doing it because I want to die. Woo, my God.
Yeah. Come on. Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
keep
Father.
Pressing on, woman of God. Your family will follow. Hereby see how your children will surrender. You'll see, hereby see how you're going to see God manifest himself because of your obedience to God.
Boy, you know that's my prayer. It's for all my kids. Thank you, God. It's this better information. Hallelujah.
Jesus. You better praise him, woman of God, because it's going to be heavy. You better see how you better praise him, hallelujah, because it's going to be heavy. It's going to be about it. It's going to be heavy. It's heavy. I'm the most shocked. Eyes have not seen it. Glory to God. Ears have not heard. It's going to be weighty. It's going to be hefty. It's going to be big. It's going to be large. Hallelujah. It's going to be massive. It's going to be heavy. Glory to God.
They will come, God.
Yes,
God.
Heavy.
Yes.
Heavy. Somebody say heavy. Somebody say heavy.
Heavy. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your word.
Heavy. Heavy.
Thank God.
Your word,
Jesus. I will have no man before you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
heavy.
God. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I give you all the honor and the praise right now, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
ooh, thank
you Jesus.
Thank you, Apostle.
Woman of God, I would just say that, you know, you can thank the Father that he chose you even before the foundation of time. Amen. He picked you out for himself as his own, amen. Before the foundation of this world, that
yes,
in itself,
God.
That's heavy. That the human mind cannot comprehend that. It is
amen.
Absolutely incomprehensible. And he sees you. Oh, receive this. He receives you. He sees
yes.
you
yes, God.
As blameless. Yes. Blameless in his sight.
Blameless.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. Blameless in his sight.
Woo!
In the name of
blameless.
Jesus.
Why?
Why?
Jesus.
Why? Because
Jesus.
He's a good God. Ha. Huh? And
yes,
because
Lord.
He is sovereign. Hallelujah. Yes. And
yes,
he, and you know, he's just deep like that. We, in our own understanding, will never be able to comprehend that. That in itself is too heavy for the human understanding. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes.
Glory to God. But you, woman of God, you,
yes,
you,
God.
You
yes,
were chosen.
Yes.
He chose you.
Thank
he
you,
chose
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Even when you were in your mess, he still chose you.
Yes,
oh,
God.
My God,
today. Yes,
yes. Hallelujah. Ooh,
God.
So God bless you on today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Receive it, woman
thank
of God.
You,
receive it in the name of Jesus.
In your soul.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
God
you, God.
God gave her a second wind, woman of God.
Yes.
He gave, hey,
hallelujah.
He gave her a second wind.
Oh,
glory
God.
To God. Is there anyone else who has comments or would like prayer? Amen. We still have a couple of, just a few minutes. Amen. And we'll have to
amen.
Go ahead and go to closing. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. Kingdom. Amen. Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. I thank God for the opportunity to be in the midst of a camp of prayers. And I said, that's all I needed, a few minutes, because I've been enjoying the last 15, 4 minutes that I've been able to just be in the presence of the Lord with each and every one of you. And I thank God for Pastor Tanya sending me the invite to get on. And so I said I was going to come on right before I prepared to do my online service, my broadcast. And so I just want you all to continue to touch and agree and pray with me that the weight of everything that I feel, I won't be drained, and that God will continue to pour back the virtue and strength in my body, because sometimes I'm doing things and working on stuff, and some days I just feel just depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I want to pray about, is the Lord stretch me. I love this. I love, let me say this too before y'all pray, I love the Shabbat. I love that. I love that word. I love that theme. I thank God for a loud sound and a loud doing everything. When I look at the word loud and praise and sound, it means to me to do it boldly and unapologetically.
Amen.
And so I thank God for that word, and I thank God for the word of God. That means to me, Isaiah 58, to cry loud and spare not. And so I thank God for the theme in which you all have orchestrated on today to create an atmosphere for us to be able to praise and worship the Lord together and unapologetically, so that we could be prepared to do that as we go out on our different assignments. Be bold and be unapologetically a praiser.
Yeah.
Glory.
Amen. Woman of God, your strength lies with those that are sanctified. And what that simply means to you today, glory to God. And I heard you say that, amen, that there was a circle of love ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. The love that is flowing right now, amen, on Shabbat, amen, glory to God. It lets us know, amen, that we have in the spirit realm already connected around you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We've already, amen, praise God, amen, all of us. We don't have to know, amen, no person's name. We don't have to know the person's color. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. But we have surrounded you, my God, hallelujah. Glory to God with the love, which is your strength today. And I want you to lift your hands right where you are. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, glory to God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah. And I want you, and I want you to begin to pour down, glory to God, what you need. Hallelujah. I want you to begin, glory to God, to pour down a hey, come on, pull it down and everybody see ya. Glory to God. Pour down strength. Pour down courage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pull it down. Glory to God. Pull it down right now.
Yes, whatever Lord. You need, my God, hallelujah, all things through Christ, who can
heal,
strengthen us, hallelujah,
heal.
Pull it down now, pull it down, glory to God, be not dismayed, God is not mocked, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it, pull down your harvest right now, God, pull it in by satan, wait on the Lord, hallelujah, and he's going to renew your strength, pour down the heavy weight of the glory today, pull it down now, oh my God, pull it down now, in the name of the name of Jesus, pull it down. The power of Christ, faith and strength of hope, pull it down now. Pull down staying power. Pull down the peace power. Pull down your prosperity, God. Pull down your renewing power. Pull it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, glory, fire. Yes, God. Pull on the mantia. Pull it. Give God his word back and pull down the answers. Ascribe to the Lord and his might. Put it down now. Glory to God. Ascribe to the strength of God and his majesty. Pull it down now. Ascribe to the matters and the power. Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Yes,
knowing
Lord,
that he is strong, my God, and his strength. Hallelujah, glory to God, as it knows. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we pull it down now. Glory to God. Pull down his reign. Pull down the glory of God. Command the strength to come on your body. Come on. Anybody that needs strength, reach up and grab it. Be exalted. He said, when I'm lifted up, glory to God, I'll draw it in. Lift your hands. Everybody on here, lift your hands. Pull it down. Healing, pull it down. Deliverance, pull it down. Pull it down. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to my soul. Pull it down. You need, my God, to do great exploits. Pull it down. In the name of Jesus. Finally, glory to God. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Pull it down right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Pull it down. 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 Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His arms are not too short to pick you up. And his ear is not too far that he can't hear you. Pull it down.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so.
Amen.
Y'all don't know how to move prophetically. Y'all don't know how to move by my side. So mad I don't shine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the one my God, when I said pull it down, you should have got that thing on your mind. Glory to God. If you needed a new car, I would have pulled it down. If you needed a you gotta learn how to move in the spirit realm. Oh my.
Amen.
Yes. Glory. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be strong in the Lord. Be strong, mighty woman of God. Be strong, mighty warrior. Be strong in the Isaiah. God sending the help in two by two. Pull them in. Pull it down. Glory to God. And in the Isaiah, they will receive you.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
They will receive you. Yes, God.
Thank you.
They will receive. Hallelujah. You hear me, woman of God? They will receive you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. My God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Mighty
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
I read a scripture.
Thank you, thank you.
And
thank
I want to give this to the woman of God before we go. I read a scripture. I don't know if she heard it because she said she came on late. But the Bible says in Psalm 66:12, you made men right over our heads. We went through a fire and through the water. Yet you have brought me into my place of abundance. Receive that, woman of God. Hallelujah. This next phase, this next, my God, dimension is heavy.
That's the word of the Lord for you, and it is so. In yes. Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Woo, Apostle PD, my God, woman of God, hallelujah.
Woo.
Ain't nobody sending
thank
no ushers
you.
To me. Ain't nobody sitting no ushers
you.
This way. Glory to God.
Thank
my
you.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
People of God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
You better believe now that God is moving. Amen.
Woo.
And that
yes.
change is indeed taking place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My prayer is that you allow
Jesus.
Him to continue to touch the life and nature of God that is within you. Amen. For that change to manifest. Hallelujah, and has still given and be demonstrated, amen,
Jesus.
In your life in the name of Jesus. Listen, I just want to say thank you again, Pastor Tanya Fireproof and Nelson, my God, today, and all of our listening audience, hallelujah, for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I thank you for your grace in allowing us to go on and not, hallelujah, interfering with the flow of the Spirit of God. You are absolutely so close to my heart, woman of God, and I love you, and I love your discernment. I love your spirit. Amen. And I love you, and thank you for this platform. Amen. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, one and all. Continue again to, hallelujah, expand your borders. Hallelujah. Your territories in the name of Jesus. Not just not just your physical borders, but your spiritual borders in the name of Jesus, because it's about apprehending the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. Prophetess, Pastor, hallelujah, Tanya, Fireproof, and Nelson, woman of God. Amen. We might have to have a part two in the name of Jesus, my God, today.
Hallelujah.
All of you. Come back next Saturday because we just might have a part two, glory to God. Hallelujah. Again at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great Elation radio station. And thank you again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example.
Thank you,
woman
of God.
Heart, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Please close us out and love you all. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
My Lord. Woo. Thank you so much again. Thank you to the woman of God. Woo.
Thank you.
There's a place I wanna go, where the sun is always shining, folks are always smiling. Go a place where crying is unheard of and dying ain't even thought of. Oh, a place where there's no color of skin and you won't find no sin. Oh, a place. And I wanna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day. I wanna get there. I'm gonna get there one day. should want to get there one day.